Morning. Welcome to Big Jim's house with Big Jim O'Brien, Aaron V, and producer Ryan.
Hey, would somebody let Tito out?
We could do that. We're calling him Tony Park now. That's his name.
Please no.
We're not after the Avengers and not the guy dressed as a furry. Anyway, morning, everybody. 52 degrees right now. Rain rolls in later on tonight, much later tonight, 64. So that's good as we can try and drive these roads. Just a quick little heads up. Morning showers tomorrow and the weekend and Friday night all the way through looking awesome. Mid-60s all 3 days. So this flooding still, though. I've seen the pictures this morning on the Southfield, what's going on there, but there are other roads that are still flooding out.
All right, so you mentioned the Southfield, both directions, M39 at Outer Drive. It is closed there. You have to find an alternate route because there's about, oh, I don't know, the sewage is all the way up to the ramp. They're showing it right now on the morning news, so yeah. Keep that in mind. We do have a crash already this morning, eastbound I-96 at Grand River.
Wow.
Goodness gracious. We still have the flooding eastbound 94 at the Southfield, westbound 94 at the Southfield, eastbound 94 at Wayne Road. That was a big problem yesterday. It's still a big problem this morning. So just keep that in mind if you're trying to get on the Southfield.
Ryan, I think we just hit on something here, something new for the Motor City for Morning Show Radio. Goodness gracious traffic, where you're going to do it as like, Mom,
oh, goodness gracious, there's an accident.
Did I say goodness gracious?
You said goodness gracious. No, I think it's cool. It's very Mom. You're concerned about people this morning. It's a good thing.
75 slowed down. Oh, goodness gracious. Make sure you brought some corn chowder with you.
What should I say? Just go for it.
No, that's it. No. Drive goodness
right
gracious. It's you're the mom. That's what you're supposed to. Goodness gracious traffic. That's going to be a good thing there. I like that. What's coming up in sports there, Mom?
Well, along with your clam chowder.
Oh, goodness gracious, the Tigers split last night, eh?
Is it Friday?
It almost feels like it. Is that what we have?
Yeah, Tigers, and then I have some Kentucky Derby news.
Oh, goodness gracious, I hope the horses are okay.
You won't believe it. I finally met my perfect match.
Hi, Bob Seger fans. Hang with us just a second here. We'll get you caught up first on what's going on the roads. Just real quick note for the weather. Rain rolls in later today, 64, so there will be more showers in the overnight, but still a lot of flooding from that heavy rain we got yesterday.
And there is lots of flood watches in effect still because of the possible rain. But the big problems, eastbound 94 at Wayne Road, westbound 94 at the Southfield, eastbound 94 at the Southfield. Reason why? Southfield completely closed both directions at Outer Drive. Yeah, not a nice situation. The water is up to the
14-foot marker. It's a little below that, but yeah, it ain't getting out of there anytime soon.
Also, eastbound I-96 at Grand River, they still have flooding in the left lane there, but those are the major problems this morning.
All right, so Bob Seger fans, as we all know, the final six shows are Pine Knob with Bullet Bob, Bob and the Bullet Band, and the Silver Bullet Boys. I covered all the nicknames there one time. It was nice. Anyway, Monday is a big day here in the Motor City. It's not Cinco de Mayo. It's
Seger de Mayo.
Bob's birthday on Monday, and we celebrate it every year here at the radio station. So on Monday morning, we're going to do this three times. 7, 8, and 9.
Okay.
We will play 5 songs in a row. Cinco, right? Cinco's 5 in a row.
Yes.
Okay. Whew. Scared me. 5 in a row from Bob on Monday morning. So when we're done with that, you can win a prize pack. And you're like, so what? It's a Seger prize pack.
You have to see this thing. Oh, my gosh. We were just talking about it off air, and I'm like, I want one. But if you text the keyword Seger, S-E-G-E-R, to 248-398-9279, you can have a look at it and find out all the details about Seger de Mayo.
And this is from Bob Seger's people directly here. Punching everybody, man. Thank you so much for hooking this prize pack up. Last tour shirts. There's a wine goblet on there. A Bob Seger wine glass that is awesome looking. And just to make it a little more interesting for Monday morning for Seger de Mayo, we're going to throw in, each winner gets one of our limited edition first run State of Michigan Bob Seger shirts. The State of Seger. Excuse me, it's the State of Michigan. All over the road this morning. Like the traffic. State of Seger shirts. It's the State of Michigan with every Bob Seger song inside it. Seriously, if you haven't seen these, check it out.
They're pretty awesome. So just text the keyword Seger to get all the info on our Seger de Mayo.
We're going
to
yell it again. Monday morning, Sunday is Cinco de Mayo. Monday is
Cinco de Mayo.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
We'll nail that by Monday. We'll have it down by then.
Maybe.
Wine lovers, WCSX is wine night.
94.7 WCSX, Big Jim's House, 637. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. Big story again this morning for a lot of the roadways, flooding and some closed roads this morning.
Yep, the big problem is the M39 Southfield, both directions at Outer Drive. It is completely shut down due to that flooding. They keep showing pictures, and it is insane. It's like 16 feet of sewage, pretty much.
Good times.
Eastbound 94 at the Southfield, of course, problems there. Westbound 94 at the Southfield. Eastbound 94 at Wayne Road, still problems there. But, yeah, that's the main issues this morning.
Okay, rain rolls in much later today. Flood watch for 4 p.m. until noon Friday for a lot of areas. Keep an eye on that. Morning showers tomorrow, and then rain. We're done for a couple days. Friday into Friday night, and the weekend looking good. Low to mid-60s. Great weekend to get out and go to a restaurant, unless you're friends with Andrea Isom and her new feature she's doing, which I think it's cool. She goes out and she tells you some of the restaurant grades, right? So our buddy Andrea Isom now, when she does these clips, she's very creative. I've known Andrea for years. But now she's using live animals in her feature. You think we're joking. This is the clip for the teaser for what she was doing with Channel 7 last night.
I'm Andrea Isom, and it is that time. Should you chow down or...
What was that? Play it again. I didn't get that last part.
That's Petey, the Pontiac squirrel.
But what's Petey saying?
You have to listen closely and you have to see the video because it's a big fat squirrel that she's using in this video. We'll send it to you. The keyword is...
Pete.
Okay, one more time. Listen closely. This is all about restaurant stuff.
I'm Andrea Isom, and it is that time. Should you chow down or...
Oh, I get it.
You know. Or...
One more time, Andrea. What's this here?
Or...
We can play that on the air, right? That's clean. It's put that fork down. At least I think it is.
That's why I had to
double check. Now you got us all freaked out, Aaron. Thanks. Thanks for freaking us out this morning. I almost hit the dump button on a squirrel. You got to see the video, though. We love Andrea, man. It's fantastic. In the midst of all the flooding and all the insanity in the Motor City, that's the story that jumped out on Channel 7. I love that she does this.
I'm Andrea Isom, and it is that time. Should you chow down or...
No, it does sound dirty. You've ruined it.
I'm sorry.
You've ruined Petey the Pontiac Squirrel. If you want to see this profane thing they did on 7 last night, we'll send it to you. 24398-WCSX. The keyword is...
Pete.
Hey, good morning. 652 Big Jim's House. Rain later on today, 64 degrees. Tomorrow morning showers, and we're done with rain for a couple days. The weekend is looking awesome. Sunny and mid-60s both days. Flood watch, 4 p.m. tonight until noon tomorrow. Just keep an eye on that, but the levels don't look that bad. However, the roads are still a mess for a lot of people this morning.
Yep, and we have some crashes thrown in there as well. So eastbound 696 just after Orchard Lake, we have an accident there. And also westbound 94 just after Casio, if you're coming through the points, there is a crash. Now, as far as flooding goes, big problem this morning, M39, both directions at Outer Drive completely closed due to flooding. I-96 at Grand River, you still have tons of water to the left side of the highway there. 94 eastbound at the Southfield, westbound 94 at the Southfield, and then eastbound 94 at Wayne Road, still tons of standing water.
Okay, I want to bring this up real quick. It's interesting, see what you think. You and I are both power users. We use Facebook a lot. It's a way to connect with our friends and family all around the country, and you guys as well. Big Jim's House, WCSX. That's our page right there. So Facebook has a couple things out. A new feature called Meet New Friends. Platonic matchmaking service allows users to send messages to strangers they share common interests with. So you like Harley Davidson's. You're from Mount Clemens.
Right.
Somebody could hit you on Facebook and go, hey, I like Harleys too. I'm from Mount Clemens.
Oh, okay. Or like for you in Waterford and maybe you veterans.
Veterans, yeah. Yep. Or people who failed on Shark Tank. I mean, you know, there's a whole subcategory. So that sounds kind of, what do you think? I mean, I guess. They're saying platonic. But then it comes out that Facebook has a new part called Facebook Dating with a feature called Secret Crush. It allows you to pick Facebook friends you secretly like. If they reciprocate, you'll be notified that you both have a secret crush.
Come on.
Right? So, come on. You're right. It's never going to end well. It's never going to end well. I don't know. They've tried this before, and you can't do that. There are certain things at Facebook you cannot do. This right here is a great example. Mark Zuckerberg talking to a bunch of developers, talking about privacy on Facebook, and he felt it was in his best interest to tell a joke. Listen, we did not edit this. This is the actual dead air in the room when he told the joke.
I know that we don't exactly have the strongest reputation on privacy right now, to put it lightly. But I'm committed to doing this well
God.
To starting a new chapter for our product.
I counted to four.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't crack jokes like that, Mark Zuckerberg.
Maybe it said like on the teleprompter in big letters, you know, parent, like, wait for hilarious guffaw. Dude, I don't know.
Like cricket.
You can follow us on Facebook, Big Jim's House WCSX. I mean, we're already following you anyway. Yep, we can hear you.
Notice that for a second.
CSX Big Jim's House, 705, 50 degrees right now. Rain rolls in much later today, 64 for a high today. Morning showers tomorrow, and then sunshine for the weekend and 60. So hang in there. The issues on the road, I know we got flooding with some traffic problems as well, Aaron.
Yep, and we just picked up a new problem. Northbound 275 just after Ford Road, there's an accident there. 696 after Orchard Lake, another crash. Good news, though, the eastbound 94 flooding that was at Wayne Road, that has finally gone away, but you still have the flooding. Westbound 94 at the Southfield, eastbound 94 at the Southfield, and of course the Southfield freeway at Outer Drive, both directions is closed. Westbound 94 just after Cashew, we just picked up a crash there as well.
Whatever that is in the Southfield, that ain't water.
It's sewage. It's sewage. Yeah. It is gross.
Yeah. I'm not sure. Okay.
We should send Ryan out there to do a live report.
I wouldn't do that to him. I don't even know why the reporters are out there without exposure suits. Anyway, 7:05. Okay, coming up in about 15 minutes, tickets on the 20s, tickets to see The Who at LCA. That show's coming up in a couple weeks here. Now, we confess things on the show all the time. We'd like to talk about our lives and share with you guys. We'd love to hear from you as well. So Jimmy Kimmel did something similar, but he used a very interesting prop, the Iron Throne from Game of Thrones.
This is so cool.
Set it up and had people do confessions in it. Now, there's a lot more to this. If you want to see the whole video, it's a great segment from Kimmel. We'll text it to you, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword, of course, is
Throne.
But here's a couple of the good ones.
I once shoplifted a sweater, but then I felt super bad, so I returned it. They were handing donuts out at work. Nobody offered me a donut. So I went back where the donuts were on the table, and I spit in the donut box. I got drunk on vacation in front of my grandchildren and started singing and dancing. Who let the dogs out?
Oh, the one about the toolbox on there, too. What do you see this? 248-398-WCSX, the keyword is
Throne.
Tickets for The Who. Tickets on the 20 coming up at 720. Hang with us. CSX, Big Jim's House, 736. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. No rain till later on tonight, 64. Some morning showers tomorrow, and then we're done with rain for the next couple days. It's going to be nice as you head into the weekend.
Amen!
Yeah, you're dang right, man. 49 degrees right now. Still some problems on the road, Aaron?
Lots of problems this morning. We still have some flooding. Westbound 94 at the Southfield, eastbound 94 at the Southfield. Speaking of the Southfield, it is closed both directions at Outer Drive due to that flooding. We have a couple crashes. Westbound 94 just after M59. Westbound 94 just after West Grand Boulevard. That one's a doozy, block of the right lane and the right shoulder. And also, we have some slow goes on the highways due to earlier crashes, and that would be 696 coming in from Farmington Hills. Also, 94 going through the Grosse Pointe, and then it looks like 275 southbound from Westland into your northbound, rather, into Westland. Looks like there might be something happening there. I'm trying to figure that one out.
Okay. A lot of people have been asking us about the Bob Seger State of Seger shirt that we made for you in honor of the final six shows at Pine Knot. How do you get it? Well, here's the deal. We're going to make it even easier. We want to come to you. We want to visit your work and just say hi. We won't stay long. You can even meet us out in the parking lot. It depends what it is. If there's food involved, you may never get us out of there. But we want to come see you and get you one of the shirts. We've been getting emails and phone calls from all around the country, but we're going to do that here in the Motor City. It's super simple. Here's what you got to do.
You just text the keyword CALL, C-A-L-L. Send that to the same number that you call us here at 248-398-9279. Right there, there's a little link, and it says, tell us where you work. And then you just click on that, fill it out, put your name, where you work.
Send us a picture too. Where your cubicle? We see a lot of people putting up Bob Seger stuff and WCSX stuff, and we, you know, with the Boulevard stickers and everything. So yeah, it's easy. And if you want to, if you haven't seen the shirt, we're really, really proud of it. Again, the guys here, Doug Warner does artwork here for the radio station. I want to give him some credit because I don't think we give this guy enough credit.
He's so talented.
For some of the logos and stuff. He built this thing out. If you're a fan of Bob Seger, when you look at the back of the shirt, it's a state of Michigan with every Bob Seger song title inside it. It's unreal that he pulled this off. Again, we want to come see you. You got to check out the shirt. We'll text you at 248-398-WCSX. The keyword, of course, is...
call.
Bob's back on the road. They're doing the final leg as they lead up to Pine Knob. They're in Woodlands, Texas tomorrow, then down in Tulsa on Saturday. It's Big Jim's House. Coming up next, how big is your brain? No, not the Bee Gees song from Saturday Night Fever. We're going to talk about your big brain next and how it gets you $1,000. 94.7 WCSX, Big Jim's House, 750. Rain rolls in later on today and 64 for a high today. Tomorrow, 60. Morning showers, then we're done. We'll have plenty of sunshine over the weekend and could get close to 70 by Sunday. Flood watch, last little note about that, 4 p.m. till noon tomorrow. We'll keep eyes on that. Obviously, some roadways still flooded out this morning, Aaron.
Yep, the big one is the Southfield Freeway at Outer Drive, both directions. It is still closed due to flooding. We also have some flooding eastbound 94 at the Southfield ramp, westbound 94 at the Southfield ramp. As far as crashes go, lots of problems this morning. We have westbound 94 after West Grand Boulevard, westbound 94 just after M59. There's a crash there as well. And then just your usual slow patches of traffic.
That's okay, though. If you're stuck in traffic right now, it's time to slap on your big brain. 3 weeks from today, one big old night of trivia, man. This is our Battle of the Burbs Live. If you don't know Battle of the Burbs, we ask you easy trivia questions. And that's really what we're doing. So here's the thing. We're going to explain this all to you in a second. But if you've got a team of four people, JT's probably hung up in traffic to our boss because of the slowdowns this morning. We'll pay for a team. All right?
Okay.
248-398-WCSX. 248-398-9279. We will cover the cost for you, no matter where you live in the Motor City. Now, just some of the details of what's going down 3 weeks from tonight.
All right. If we don't pay for your team, all right, it's $10 a person, which is nothing. And with that $10, this is the cool part. You not only get an exclusive WCSX trivia t-shirt, you get tickets to go see Eddie Money, and we're going to buy your first drink. That's what that $10 includes. On top of that, though, you are doing trivia for a chance to win $1,000 for first place, $700 for second place, and $500 for third place. I think that's a good reason to come out and hang out. It's just going to be like a big hangout with some trivia. But it's not just like bar trivia. This, we're going all out. We have the big screens. I have a sparkly dress. Did I tell you that?
This is a game show. You have told us that. Yeah, she's ready to wear that. Her and Ryan will have the same outfit. Anyway, 248-398-WCSX. Yes. So a big night of trivia. Battle of the Burbs Live. Now, if you need more information about it, we will send it to you, of course. Text us. The keyword is...
trivia. Right there, it has a little link, and it says register your team here. It takes you like 2 minutes to do. You pay your $10. You come hang out.
Okay. So... I see the phone's ringing right now. We're going to pick up the tap. Everybody else gets signed up now. And to make it even better, shout out to our friends at Rejoiceful Animal Rescue. A portion of the proceeds will go to them as well. So, big night. 3 weeks from now, we're going to go get a team before our boss figures out what the hell we're doing.
Become an instant million.
CSX Big Jim's House, 808, 49 degrees, mid-60s today. Rain rolls in much later today. Tomorrow morning showers, then we're done for a couple days. We'll get some sunshine, and hopefully it'll dry out around here. Issues on the road, Aaron?
We do have two crashes in the clearing stages. Westbound 94 just after West Grand Boulevard. Westbound 94 just after M59. Big problem this morning, though, left over from yesterday's flooding. Southfield Freeway, both directions at Outer Drive, still closed. And then the ramps from westbound 94 to M39 and eastbound 94 to M39.
Again, though, if you see the photos of the Southfield Freeway, the flooding, it makes you really want a big glass of chocolate milk. It's
just
gross.
Ruined breakfast
that
for half
is
of
so
Detroit.
Gross, man. All right. Our big live trivia game, 3 weeks from today, we're calling a Battle of the Burbs Live at the Emerald Theater. Now, if you want to get your tickets, 248-398-WCSX, text us, keyword is...
trivia.
You win a grand. We got tons of prizes. We got videos. Aaron's got a shiny dress. I don't know. We're going to just go nuts with you guys.
I'm excited.
We've agreed to pay for one team this morning. Well, our boss has. He just doesn't know it yet. Kim, good morning.
Good morning.
Where are you calling from this morning, Kim?
Well, I'm driving in my car right now, but I'm from Warren.
Okay.
All right, so we got a Warren contestant. Do you have three friends that would love to come join you for some Battle of the Burbs trivia?
Oh, yes, I do. I play volleyball on Thursday night, and we are always doing music trivia.
Oh, game on. Okay. Oh. Now, here's the deal, though, Kim. I know you volleyball people because I've played it a couple times. You're very violent, so you can't throw things, okay?
Well, that's no fun. I mean, I already have a team name.
Oh, what's
team
name?
We're going to be the Volleyballers.
The Wally Ballers.
There you go.
Nice. That's a great team name. The Wally Ballers. We like that one. Okay, well, hold on. We're going to get some info, and we're going to pick up the tab for you, for your team, okay?
Excellent. Thank you.
Have fun. Good luck, Wally Ballers.
Go East Side.
Woo!
Really? We're doing that crap again?
It's time for Tickets on the 20.
Did I win the ticket?
In Big Jim's house.
One of these shows, and I just realized something. That's coming up in like less than 3 weeks now. Holy crap, man. Concerts are underway in the Motor City.
Yep, we have tickets for Sammy Hagar and the Circle at Pine Knob May 22nd. It's all part of the $20 ticket special through and through presents on Ticketmaster.com. We'll take caller 31 now, 248-398-9279. That's 248-398-WCSX. By the way, his new album, Space Between, comes out on the 10th of this month. So
yes,
just in time for the concert.
And we still have a single up, by the way, right?
Yes. If you text the keyword Sammy, you can check out new music from that album. But what's cool is Joe Satriani's son did the video.
Really?
Yes.
That's nice. Look at him. Probably didn't pay him. You know how Sammy is. Paid him in tequila, actually. All right, we'll get a winner next year. And on the way, we're going to talk about smelling people.
What?
I'll explain. CSX Big Jim's House, 835. I got a question involving me being creepy or not. I'm going to need you guys' help in just a second. Creepy or not. First, though, rain later on today, 64. Flood watch, 4 p.m. tonight through noon tomorrow. Once we're done with the morning showers tomorrow, we're done. We're going to get some sunshine that we need all through the weekend. Issues on the road, Aaron?
We do have several problems this morning. Southbound I-275 at M14, we have a crash there. We also have a crash southbound Lodge after 7 Mile. Now, as far as flooding goes, the big problem all morning has been the Southfield Freeway at Outer Drive, both directions. It is closed due to flooding. And then also westbound 94 ramp to the Southfield and eastbound 94 ramp to the Southfield. Other than that, just your usual delays.
Again, the Southfield Freeway, are we sure it's not chocolate milk? It is sewage? We're sure.
It is nasty.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell's in there. Okay, I got a question for you guys. Went to Kroger. I could say that. I paid for it. Went to Kroger, got some groceries this week, right? I'm at the Kroger's. Checking out. And the lady who's bringing up the groceries smelled really nice. Like really, really nice. To the point where I wanted to ask her, and I don't know how to ask. How do you ask a woman if you're just standing there? What are you wearing? I don't even know how to. I wanted to ask her what's your scent? You can't say that. You sound like a grizzly bear hunter.
Well, since you're married, I would have presented it as, what perfume is that you're wearing? I think my wife would really like that.
Oh. Okay, so that makes more sense then.
Because then you don't come off like, you know.
So when I leaned over the checkout thing, I went, you smell real nice. That's wrong?
Especially when you followed it up with, it rubs the lotion on its skin.
It rubs the lotion on the skin, else it gets its coupons again.
I didn't say anything because I didn't know how to say it. I didn't know. So if I asked you, would you be offended by that? Would you take it wrong? Am I overthinking this again? Because nobody in America ever gets offended by anything.
No, I'm used to you by now.
No, but if you didn't know me. If someone walked up and says, man, I'm a married man, and I just want to know what perfume you're wearing because you smell great, and I'd like to get this for my wife.
I take that as a compliment. I would be like, oh, well, it's this perfume, and I got it here, and yeah.
Okay, you tell him.
I would, but.
No, you'd probably get him in the car, drive him to the store, and get him some knowing you. Right? You'd take him to where to get it.
Probably.
You would. Hold on. Let's ask our resident young guy here, producer Ryan. Yo, Ryan, is that creepy or not? What do you think?
I think so to women your age. If I ask an older or tell an older lady that she smells nice, I think she feels good about that. But also, I tell guys around the office and stuff that they smell great all the time. Like Buck, I always ask him what he uses because he smells so good every day.
We're done talking about this. We're done.
Awkward moments in Big Jim's house.
Did he really just say that?
Yeah, he did.
Okay. I can't look Uncle Buck in the eye anymore now. Thanks, Ryan. CSX, Big Jim's house, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, and Angie with you as well. Triple Shot Thursday underway, 3 from Billy Joel. Now, we're going to do a triple shot of Bob Seger. Couple little Seger notes for you. Number one, Monday is not just any day. It's what we call
Seger de Mayo.
Okay, during the show, 7, 8, and 9 o'clock on Monday morning, we're going to play 5 from Bob, and we will get you an amazing Bob Seger prize pack, okay?
Something you want to have.
Yes, absolutely. And then there's another thing going on. Our State of Seger shirts that we came up with as a show we wanted you guys to have for the Pine Knob shows. Now, how do you get those, Aaron?
Very easy. Just text us the keyword call, C-A-L-L. Send that to 248-398-9279. We'll send you a link back. You click on the thing that says, tell us where you work. So we need your name, where you work, location, and we could very well show up at your workplace with one of these t-shirts.
Yeah, people would send us pictures, too, where they listen to CSX. Show us your Seger stuff as well. Again, 248-398-WCSX, Texas. Same number used to call. The keyword for that is...
call.
Okay.
It's time for Tickets on the 20.
Did I win the ticket?
In Big Jim's house.
Oh, yeah, man. One of those shows. Just a cool night at Meadowbrook, seeing the one and only...
Steely Dan. It's all part of the $20 ticket sale through 313 Presents and Ticketmaster.com. This is in August. I keep thinking about, like, just sitting out there, chilling, nice weather.
Amen. I'm with you 100%. It's a great night. Call 31-248-398-WCSX. We'll get a winner next. Good luck. Thanks, Big Jim's house. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. All right. I've had somebody tell me that we were a little too male-oriented sometimes on the show, that we didn't do enough for our female listeners, and we appreciate so much. So coming up next, something just for you, ladies.
What is it?
I don't know, but I like talking like the DJ at a male strip club. Welcome to the Golden Banana. No, just for the ladies. Coming up next. CSX Big Jim's house. All right, Julie Jordan is coming in next, and I guarantee you she will use this keyword.
Okay.
The keyword being bet. Why? Because it's Channing Tatum lost a bet to his girlfriend.
Oof.
And she won the bet. They were playing a game of Jenga. And the bet was he had to post a picture of her choosing. So she chose a picture of him. Buck naked in the shower, covering up his man bits.
Well done, Channing Tatum's girlfriend, for that one.
And we posted it for you. The 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is
bet.
Don't look at it now. We're in the middle of a break. You get it for research purposes. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I'm a man butt. Yeah. Yeah. Good on you, Channing.
He is. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. There's not much left of the imagination there, is it?
He is such a beautiful creature. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, okay. Uncle Ted looked at it. I've got Nugent this morning. All right. Who are we saying hi to this morning?
Want to say good morning to Tom at Goody's Pet Shop and Supplies on East Michigan Avenue in Wayne, our city of the week. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you for taking care of all the fur babies.
Yep, and we need to send our producer Ryan over there because everybody else likes to put animals in their pants and shirts and stuff. Maybe it'd be a wacky morning show stunt. We know he listens, so we can do this.
I don't think that's appropriate.
What kind of animal?
A turtle.
Yeah, but then Ryan's got to get lipstick for the turtle. It's just a mess.
What if it's a snapper?
It feels like Friday, doesn't it? It really feels like Friday this morning. I don't know why. All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Maybe. Oh, look, the boss is here. Huh. Okay. You guys be well. Oh, tomorrow morning, by the way, we're getting ready for our first bike night at Capone's. So our Friday six pack at 8:15 is
Rolling Songs. And I'm going to tell you how you could walk away with a brand new 2019 Harley Davidson Roadster Sportster from our friends at Wolverine Harley Davidson.
She does the same thing in the hallway. She walks by and just randomly says that to people.
Don't you want to win a bike?
That's why we don't let her at the front desk. Stop it, Aaron. All right, we're out.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.